Okay.
It's like it doesn't pair. It's not pairing my Bluetooth.
But you're
It's somehow recognizing the headset, but not
Yeah,
the
the
mic.
speakers.
It's not letting me check the mic.
Huh. Are you muted?
No.
Like that shouldn't ha that actually shouldn't have anything to do
Like
with
right now it's plugged in, but like on the mic it doesn't, it just recognizes the one device. It doesn't
Yeah, it
like,
doesn't see the mic.
yeah, it doesn't see the other mic. Well, I'm gonna try it one more time, but after that I'll give up. But it says pair a new output device. A wireless display or dock. Okay, that's there. Bluetooth. I don't know what the fuck it is. I've never had to pair. If I paired this with the instructions, I don't know where the instructions are. Oh, I do, but I forgot about this bag.
It's weird that if you're paired, it should be pairing both the speaker and the mic. I mean, like, why would they be? There wouldn't be individual connections for the mic and the speakers. That's weird. I haven't seen that before.
Well, I found some instructions, but they're not instructions. It's
Yeah, things don't
basically
really come with instructions anymore.
how to take apart your your headset
There you go.
and replace the battery. But it's weird.
Are you Bluetoothing it? Well, do you have a cable? Can you just connect them cable via
I am
cable?
connected via cable, and I think that's what it detects. It detects the USB,
Yeah.
but it doesn't detect the
No,
mic at
there's no
all.
USB mic.
Well, it's the same connection. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but in
In
Teams,
Teams.
yeah, it should let you choose them individually.
Yeah, that's, you know how it has the mic icon?
Like if I go to mine.
If it has the mic icon, you click on it and it says speakers, and then it has the USB audio device, which actually switches it to the headset. But the mic, it just says microphone array, which is using the computer.
So if you go into settings in Teams, what does it show under microphone?
It just shows microphone array, Realtek R audio, which is the d default device.
There's nothing else in the drop-down?
No.
Weird.
But the speakers has one,
Yeah.
but the mic doesn't.
Crazy. I don't know. I can't explain that one.
Maybe if I didn't know that mic plugs in and plugs out. Maybe if I reseat the.
Oh, maybe it's not plugged in correctly. But that's weird because you've been using that one.
Well, I haven't used it on the new computer.
Yeah.
But it should be doing Bluetooth, and it's not. That's what's weird. Very strange.
You said you're plugged in though, right? To USB.
Yeah.
So I don't know if it'll do both.
Oh no, I've always been plugged in. That's the way I have to charge these. They're wireless. Then it
You
won't.
don't have to. Yeah, but it defeats the purpose if you have wireless headphones that you always have to keep plugged in. Why bother getting wireless headphones? For those t
Well, because
so you disconnect
I
when you want to
haven't
walk
plugged them
around?
in for a week, Bill.
Gotcha. Maybe that's confusing it somehow, but yeah, through the USB it should be recognizing the mic too, so that's really weird. Yeah, something's weird's going on.
Yeah, it's this Bluetooth device. Huh. You've been listening to
Well,
Geek Brunch.
yeah, we'll just go with this and see what
Is it really
happens.
bad on your end?
No, it sounds okay. It sounds fine.
Just sounds
I
like I'm
mean,
in
you're.
the toilet.
Yeah, it's a little tinny, but we can understand you, so it's fine. It doesn't sound bad. We'll just call it, well, Mike podcasts from the bathroom. From a public bathroom. Sounds like you're in a public bathroom.
I don't want it to sound like I'm in a public bathroom.
Sounds like you got your pants around your ankles.
I see the Bluetooth device though. It's the Pro X gaming headset battery. I just want to connect to that. That's weird.
That is
I don't
weird.
know
Mail.
what neighbors I was connecting to, but that's probably not a good idea.
You paired to your neighbor's device.
I don't want to be connected. What is this? Insignia. What is that?
Do you have any like non like old headphones you could use?
No.
Okay.
What is that device? It says connected. Oh, that's weird.
That's a government.
What's an insignia? Oh, Insignia is the other device I have hooked up. Now it's got a USB receiver, but it's not. It should be a USB headset, and it's not recognizing it. Well, that blows ass. I'm broadcasting from the toilet.
Yes, Mike is live from the toilet
Live from the
bowl.
toilet. This is Geek Brunch. I'll
It
have to
is.
learn how to pair this motherfucker at some
How
other
about
time.
I got another idea. So after we finish recording, you can figure out your mic issues and then just re-record your part of the podcast.
Fuck that.
And then splice them together.
I'll let you do that. I'll email it to you, and then you can do that.
Oh, come on. You caused the problem. You had to get a new computer.
Microphone, anyone in this device, blah, blah, blah.
Right, I'm limited for time, so we need to get going.
Well, you don't want to record about my mic?
It's riveting. It's riveting. Don't get me wrong. I'd love to hear how your Bluetooth won't connect.
All right, did you go to C2E2?
I didn't. I told you I was helping my brother move.
Yeah, I wasn't sure if you were gonna try to get
Yeah.
one day in
I
or
could have
not.
gone the day. So I helped him move on Friday and Saturday. And I so I could have gone on Sunday, but my body said no. My body said, "Are you kidding me? You can barely stand."
What was it saying? I mean, because you couldn't
It was
move?
saying, "Yeah, it was saying you're old and your muscles are, and you used your muscles going up and down stairs for
Were you lifting a lot
two
of
days,
your brother's long boxes?
lifting long boxes." I did. He doesn't have a. He has, I don't know, maybe six long boxes.
Yeah.
Pathetic.
Did he pay you in terms of comics? Did he say, okay, you could take this piece
So
of
I
crap?
said, I'm just going to take this one to my car, I said. But didn't go for it. Someday, I'm like, you don't care about these comics anymore. Just give them to me.
Does he have anything interesting?
Yeah, he's got some good stuff. I mean, a lot of it's probably stuff I already have. Don't know what he was collecting that I wasn't at the time. He's got all the G.I. Joe and Transformers, probably, that I don't have.
Nice.
He collected that early on.
I picked up a few books from the LCS on Thursday. Just some
Nice.
oddball things, but I guess the big winner I got was,
What'd you get?
it's
What'd you
called
get?
Zawana,
Zawana. I've heard of it.
Son of Zulu.
Yeah, I'm
It's
familiar with it.
only one issue.
I do not think I own it.
Prince Zawana is a direct descendant of the great African king Shaka Zulu, is sent to an American university for his royal education. Little do his enemies or the many female students who have crushes on the handsome prince know that the venom of a radioactive DDT crazed cobra has given him virtual invulnerability and super strength. This is enhanced by his natural agility and a sharp telescoping spear, which wields a deadly accuracy. Although the title comes off as homophobic at times, his arch enemies are a team of hairy transvestites accused
Oh
of
boy.
seducing world leaders. It is at least partially redeemed by its sheer campiness. In addition, it's placed in one of the premier comics in Afrocentric Ania line, along with an occasional social commentary. It makes it a notable title. But you know what it has in it, which surprised the hell out of me because it's just a coincidence for me, is it has an Eric Larson card inside of it.
What?
Yeah, an Eric Larson Zawana
I
card.
did not know that.
I didn't either. That's what makes it like a weird,
What?
like,
It's a Zawana card?
yeah.
Interesting. Does it look good? Like when is it in
1993. That's around Savage Dragon times.
Yeah. Interesting. He probably drew it before that, so it's probably like when he was doing the indie stuff.
Don't know. I read it. It's a very weird title. It looked like that said next issue there was going to be a different villain, but there was no next issue.
It's too bad about the transphobic stuff,
I didn't
but what
think
are you
it
gonna
was
do?
bad. In other words, the villains just happen to be transvestites. Mostly like cross-dressing transvestites.
Yeah, cross-dressers.
Yeah, they just sexually abuse their captors. So they capture Zawana and then they're trying to abuse him. But he breaks free. They captured his girlfriend too.
Interesting. Yeah, I'm curious. I'm interested in the. You should take a picture of that Eric Larson card. I guess I could find it online, probably. Maybe.
Let me see. Maybe you can. But anyway, that I read that this morning.
Yeah.
I also read the
It's
that Winnie the Pooh Bear Adventures.
okay. I think
Did you read that?
I don't remember if I read it or not.
It's got a card in it.
I think I looked through it, but I don't know if I actually read it.
It reads like a real Pooh Bear comic.
Yeah, that's what it looked like to me.
But I didn't know that. Like, I didn't know what it was coming from King Spot, because you never know what you're going to get.
Yeah, for sure.
It read like something that you could share with somebody from the ages of 2 to 5, and they'd get a kick out of it.
Yeah, so it truly is a kid's book.
Yeah, it's basically, you know how Pooh is kind of pretty dumb? Like, he just likes his honey and shit.
Yeah, very simple. Yeah.
There's a snowstorm, and he says, there's this, let's track something, and he's following his own tracks, and as Piglet joins him, those tracks become 4, and then they become 8, you know,
Yeah,
because
because
they're
that's pretty
tracing their
funny.
own
Yeah, they're
tracks.
following their own tracks.
Yeah.
Classic. Classic. That's a classic Gilligan's Island bit.
Yeah. I mean,
Nice.
it's well effective for a different age group for sure.
Yeah. So, what else did you get from the LCS?
A few issues of Kitchen Sinks Omaha the Cat Dancer.
Ooh,
I got
sexy
like
time.
9 through 12.
Nice.
I
I
got
love that book.
this one. I had a goal this year to finish, but I found one issue of Kiss Psycho Circus.
Oh, yeah.
It's got beautiful Angel Medina art, man. It looks amazing.
Yeah, he's good. Especially
Yeah.
back then with the image stuff he was doing.
I picked up a bunch of X-Mutants, Eternity number 2, The Shattered Earth Chronicles. I guess number 1, X-Mutants started at Eternity, then went to Amazing Comics, then went to Pied Piper, and then went to Malibu. So it had quite the.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah, this one here
Bounced
is
around.
drawn by Ron Lim. And at least the
Yeah.
Eternity one is inked by Jimmy Palmiotti, so it's kind of interesting.
I knew Ron Lim started out there. I remember his name back then.
Yeah, so I picked up 3 issues of Amazing Comics of that, and then one Pied Piper, which is listed as inside of the same series as Amazing Comics, and then one issue of Eternity. And then I picked up 2 issues of My Comics Presents, number 104 and 106, which are Sam Keith covers.
Okay.
He just passed away. And
He
I
did.
guess I didn't realize how many of the Marvel Comics Presents covers I was missing.
And those aren't variants, right? Those are just the
No,
issues.
those are just the issues, yeah.
Yeah, I'm surprised that you didn't have those already.
No,
Or did
I
you
stopped getting
stop
it
because
after the
Sam
Barry
Keith
Windsor
is doing the
Smith.
covers?
Well, do you remember how much I told you I don't like
Yeah, you didn't
Sam
like them
Keith's
back in the
art?
day. Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't like it until I acquired his taste way late. So what happened is I started reading the Max, but not the original Max. I only had like the first 4 issues of the original Max, and then I was like, I don't like this. Like, I don't like this art. I don't understand it. And then I bought the IDW, the Max Maximized, which
Yeah.
was recolored and reprinted.
Yeah, I remember
And
that.
I fell in love with it. So like I was like, wow, this is awesome. And then I started watching the cartoon, the MTV cartoon. I bought the DVD and watched it, and it was awesome. So I was like, yeah, I'm late to the Sam Keith party, but I'm finally here.
Yeah, you've liked his stuff for several years now, so.
Yeah, so I have the full run of the Max Maximized, but not the original run, which is
I'm the
quite expensive.
I have the original run, and I only have one issue of Maximized. Oh, I'm
Yeah.
missing an issue of Max Friends, though.
Is it called Max and Friends?
Yeah, Max and Friends.
I don't have his first either, the Kimiko one.
Which is that? Maybe I don't have that.
I don't know what it's called. I have Gay Comics, which has an appearance of the Max.
Yeah, I have the Gay Comics one.
I don't see a Max in Friends.
Oh, Friends of Max. That's what it's called.
Friends of Max. Yeah, that's it. No, I don't have that. That's 3 issues.
Yeah.
Maybe I should add those to my order.
Missing one. I'm missing number two. Oh, that's an expensive one. Well, they're all kind of expensive. Sort of.
Well, now it's
I got
not
some.
probably a good time to buy it.
Yeah, probably not. Yeah, you might have to wait a year. I bought some comics,
What'd you
as
buy?
always. I went to my usual place. And I got I didn't get anything like crazy, ridiculously good, but I'm very happy with the stuff I got because it either completes some runs for me or was like new stuff that I didn't know about. So I got a bunch of Beavis and Buttheads. I got like, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 7 Beavis and Buttheads.
And they were only a buck?
Yeah, buck each. Yeah, also, this is a dollar day. I got a Daredevil I was missing. That's not that exciting. Got a Marvel Age I was missing. Got a Power Pack I was missing.
Why is Daredevil not exciting? I don't understand what's your criteria of not
exciting? Uncommon. Wait. Uncommon.
You're buying a bunch of unexciting comics?
Yeah.
Unexciting? Like I'm not excited to read it. Like who gives a crap?
Okay, I'll be more excited about it. I got an issue of Daredevil that I was missing.
There, thank you. He's my favorite character.
197. Because I'm trying to get... Let me go to my Daredevil. Yeah, I'm trying to get like 182 through like 340, around that era.
Yeah.
So this is one of the ones I needed. It's a nice cover too. I got Marvel Age because I'm trying to get all the Marvel Ages, and this was actually a Ren and Stimpy on the cover of this because I did get some Ren and Stimpies. I think someone like sold their someone whose collection they bought had like the person must have really been into Ren and Stimpy because there's like a lot of Ren and Stimpies. So I was happy to get the Ren and Stimpy Marvel Age.
That's cool. I still want Ren and Stimpy and Beavis and Butthead. I skipped that because I didn't like it at the time.
Yeah.
Now I'm in love with it and I'm watching it on Paramount. So.
Yeah, because that was like, we weren't like totally too old for it. Well, Beavis and Butthead, we were. Yeah, even Ren and Stimpy. But we were like kind of on the upper range of the ages that would be into it.
Yeah.
So we liked it, but we weren't like totally like crazy about it or anything, obsessed with it. I got a couple Punisher prestige format books that I didn't have. Ghost of Innocence. Written by Jim Starlin. Very nice.
Mm-hmm.
And No Escape, which I thought I already had, but it wasn't in my database, so I figure if I can get it again for a dollar.
What is this though? I don't know what that. Oh, that's the movie adaptation. Is it?
No, I don't think so. No Escape. I'm not sure who did this one. Doesn't say on the cover. I have to open it up. I love getting these Punisher one-shots, though.
Oh, it's Punisher No Escape?
Yeah, Punisher No Escape.
Huh, I don't see that.
That's weird. But I love these Escape. Punisher one-shots.
Oh, the Punisher No Escape. Yeah, I don't have that one. That one's got the Paladin and U.S. Agent, it looks like.
Yeah, he's fighting the U.S. agent.
Greg Wright and Todd Smith.
There you go.
With a Joe Jusko
cover. Yeah, I see a signature there. Gotta love that. I got Red Sonja number 2.
There is a comic called No Escape based on the movie, though. That is crazy.
Based on what movie?
What
movie is No Escape?
It's the one that they put him on an island. You don't remember that? I can't remember who's in it. Judd something.
Owen Wilson?
Yeah, well, I don't know.
There is a no escape with Owen Wilson.
Maybe it is with Owen Wilson.
But it doesn't look like they're on an island.
What is this?
American family finds themselves in the middle of a coup on their vacation. Is there another? Oh, there is another one. There's a Ray Liotta no escape.
That's the one I'm thinking of.
Okay. Yeah, I never heard of this movie.
It's based on the hit movie, but there's three issues of it. Wow, I didn't know this existed.
Who published that?
Marvel Comics.
Really?
Yeah.
They published a Ray Liotta movie in
That's
Comic
so
Sans
weird.
that no one's heard of before? Like,
I actually want it now.
what an obscure movie to do a comic of? That's crazy. Yeah,
Yeah.
it's Marvel. What? How in the world did that happen? No walls, no guards, no escape. Based on the hit movie. Was that a hit movie? How much money did this thing make? There's no way this was a hit movie. There's no way.
It had to be a hit movie. Why would you
Where
make
can
a
we?
co comic book of it?
So the budget was 20 million.
Yeah.
Opening weekend, 4.5 million.
Ah, says a flop.
Total gross worldwide 15 million.
Wow.
That was not a big hit.
It said based on the hit movie, it says on the
But
cover.
they probably brought out the comic like to come out like when the movie came out, so at the time they made it, they didn't know, they just thought it was going to be a hit movie. And then sadly it was a flop.
What
I
else
want to
did?
see this. I want to see this movie now. Oh, it's streaming on Prime Video. Oh, hang on, I gotta add it to my queue. It is. Oh, there we go. It's on my watch list now. No escape. We should watch that. Red Sonja number 2 from Marvel
Which
Comics.
volume?
60 cents.
Oh, the second volume.
Yeah. I think that was a shorter run, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's a much shorter run.
Then I got, oh, I thought I got more Ren and Stimpies, but apparently there's only two Ren and Stimpies I needed. So I got a couple more Ren and Stimpies. Got Spider-Man and X-Factor number 3, which was the last one I needed. For some reason, I missed that when it first came out.
Which
I think
one?
that's Spider-Man and X-Factor Shadow Games. I think it was a three-part miniseries.
And X Factor. I don't think I have this.
Yeah, I don't know. It came out in the 90s. I think this came out when I wasn't getting off-the-shelf books at the time. 94.
Wow. Kurt Busiek and Pat Broderick. Yeah, I'm missing a lot of Marvel odd stuff like this for
Yeah,
sure.
oddball stuff, yeah.
Because like I told you, I always if I had to drop something, I always drop Marvel. Like I it was like
Right,
it was
because
gone.
you had to get
The
the DC,
DC would
so.
always stay and everything else would go.
Yeah. And I was getting X Factor, but this must have been after I dropped off of X Factor. But now I was happy to find this little spin-off. Oh, this is a cool one. Star Trek X-Men.
Oh, yeah, that's Malibu or
Marvel, no, just Marvel, it looks like.
it's got Paramount Comics. That is
Yeah, Paramount
Malibu.
Comics. Oh, is
Yeah.
that Malibu? Okay.
No, it's not. I forgot. Marvel got like a rights, a sh like a brief rights to. That is a cool cover, though. I like it.
Star Trek.
That's a Mark Silvestri cover.
Oh yeah, it is. Yeah, it's
Oh,
got Kirk and Cyclops.
I want to add that one to my list.
I mean, you had to get this, right? I mean, how can you not want to read a Star Trek X-Men comic? Original cast,
Star
even.
Trek. They should
That's your
have that.
cast.
Nobody cares about that.
No one cares about that.
It's
But everyone should
$12
care
for
about
near
it.
mint. Let's
Ooh.
see, I'll get a 6.0 and I'll be happy.
Yeah, that's good enough.
I added that one to my cart.
There you go. That's a good one.
I wonder what Beavis and Butthead are going for now. I have such a long way to go.
Yeah, I was happy to find those issues. I don't know how far I am now. I'm doing pretty good on my
I know
Beavis
that
and
last
Buttheads.
issue's a scary bitch of a price.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Hey, my database isn't
That's
updated.
not going to be
Uh-oh.
cheap. I mean, it's going to be like $6 or higher an issue.
Yeah. Yeah, I know
That
those.
sucks.
Yeah.
Maybe that'll go into the next year's.
Your next year's.
I definitely want Beavis and Butthead before Ren and Stimpy.
Yeah, I would agree with that one. Yeah, I still got a ways to go on my Beavis and Butthead, it looks like. This is wrong, though. What else did I get? I got some Star Wars books, like the newer Marvel Star Wars books. Just
Yeah.
the stuff, just ones I was missing. Like I got Star Wars, Rise of Kylo Ren, and Captain Phasma. Oh, here, I didn't know about this one. I was happy to find it. Team X and Team 7 from
What?
Marvel Comics.
I guess I didn't hear you. What?
Team X, Team 7.
Emacs.
Team
Like
X.
EMX?
No, team with a T.
Team.
TEAMX.
Oh, that's the Team 7 and Team X thing, right?
Yeah.
That's the extreme.
That's the
Did
Marvel
you get
Image
T Team
crossover.
X 2000 or did you get Team X Team 7?
Team X, Team 7.
Yeah, I got that one.
I was mostly interested for the Team 7.
I don't know. I like these cross-company things.
Yeah, it is cool. Apparently, I got a lot of cross ones this time. Venom Funeral Pyre number 3, which I might have all of those now.
What was that?
Venom Funeral Pyre.
Oh, yeah.
This, I
Funeral.
think. Oh, no, I'm still missing one issue of that. It's got Punisher on the cover.
I
Nice.
have that one. I don't have a lot of Venom minis, but I do have that one.
Here's something I didn't know about before. Berserkers, number 1, from Image
Yeah,
Comics.
I got that for sure.
Yeah, I don't doubt that you do. This one I was happy to
That's a
get.
Liefeld one, or is it Shadowhawk guy?
It's a Fraga cover.
It's a
It look,
then it is
it looks,
a Liefeld.
yeah, it looks like a Liefeld cover. Or Liefeld designed cover anyway.
How do they spell Berserker?
BERZERKER.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, I actually have even the special.
Ooh. I think this is my first, yeah, this is my first Berserkers.
Bo Smith.
Okay.
Yeah, I have a lot of the Liefeld stuff.
Yeah, I know you worked on that. This next one, I'm only now missing. Oh wait, two issues of this, but it's Breed, Jim Starlin's Breed.
Oh, I don't have those. I know that.
This is book three,
that's
number
Bravara.
Seven.
That's Bravara. Bravara.
So the final one.
I have number one.
Yeah, there's three series of this. It's always a pain because trying to find these in the boxes because you got to look to see what volume it is. But luckily they put them on. He puts the volume on the cover. So,
well, I have some like oddball ones. I got one of volume one and volume two, and none of volume three. Wow.
I'm working on that. I do want to get all of those because they look amazing.
Did volume three come out? There's no covers available. That's very odd.
Yeah, I have all of volume one, all of volume three. I'm just missing a couple of volume two. Yeah, I was happy to find this one because it's like the final issue. I always like finding final issues.
That's weird to not find any covers for.
Yeah, your database is lacking.
Yeah, this computer's been awesome. The only thing I had problems with, I guess, is this headset.
That's is your database much quicker now?
Oh, yeah. I can't believe, like, it used to take 3 hours to upload my database to the cloud. And now, because it's a solid-state device, it takes literally, like, 5 minutes. 10 minutes. Like, it's wow. I used that's to like big, just start it and then difference. Leave, you know, and then it'd be done in a couple hours, but now it's done.
Oh, it's instant. Wow, amazing.
Yeah, technology. Everything is like lightning fast. This didn't have a number pad though. I was telling you, well, what's that other Bluetooth device, the Insignia? That's my number pad, because I wanted a number pad. So I bought a Bluetooth mouse pad. I mean, a keypad.
Oh, like to the side?
Yeah.
Interesting.
It's pretty nice. I actually kind of like it because I can move it where I want it to be. They don't have keypads that's anymore weird. On laptops. I mean, there's only like 20%. Like if you go to Best Buy, you can only find like 20% of the laptops that have keypads anymore.
Yeah, I know that they're getting rid of that.
Well, I think it's because most people that get a laptop probably buy a hub, and they have like a big monitor and a keyboard. You know, like they just leave their laptop closed probably.
I don't think that's true. I think most people just have it on their lap and they want a little small one. So that's their way of making it smaller.
Mm.
I don't like that they've gotten rid of the buttons on the mouse pad.
Yeah, there's certain things I don't like. The touchpad, well, I have a mouse right now, so I'm not crazy about this touchpad because it's so big. Oh, I just like moved over something.
So big? That's interesting.
Well, an 11 is very different. Even though I have it at work, when I work in the lab, I don't have Windows 11. So I'm still a Windows 10 guy. But
they haven't made you upgrade at work?
No, I do have an upgrade, but not in the lab I work in. So I'm updated in my office, but not in the lab. And I'm in my office like less than 10%. So
is it because the lab isn't connected to the internet?
I can't tell you that.
Well, I'm just wondering, because otherwise having Windows 10 on the internet
they're gonna
will be a
get,
risk,
they're
will be a risk
get,
at some point.
They're going to get upgraded like within the next year.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because once Microsoft stops, well, I guess Microsoft's still supporting the security side of Windows 10, right?
Yeah.
For now.
I could always use my old laptop to record. But I could also buy another headset too. I wonder if this headset, it doesn't recognize the mic because the mic is a plug-in into an audio port on side of the headset. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, so it's not part of it. I
It's
don't know.
not
That's.
it's not physically part of it. It's the mic is an audio, like a real plug. You know how the audio plugs used to look? It
Yeah, I know
actually
what you're talking about. Yeah,
plugs
I've seen
into
that
the
before. Yeah.
like an auxiliary port, you know?
I don't know. That's weird. It should be working. You should be able to figure out how to get it to work because there's no reason it wouldn't. I mean, it worked with your old computer.
Yeah, I'll look at what the old computer looks like when it's plugged in and see.
Yeah, how it's being
And then I could go
recognized.
on the internet and say, not recognize, just I'll let AI tell me what to do.
Yeah. There you go. Okay, I got a couple more to talk about. I'll try and go through them quick. I picked up a Batman, or not a Batman, Brave and the Bold.
Yeah.
It's just number 143, but I got it because it's Batman and the Creeper.
Yeah.
Plus the Human Target.
Oh,
I'm
nice.
like, I can't pass on a Creeper and Human Target issue.
It's so weird that the U Human Target has had two series, like one with Rick Springfield and one later on that was a series on Fox. And they were
Yeah.
the second one was really, really good.
It was really good.
Yeah, it had Rorschach in it. The guy that played Kelly in the Bad News Bears, but
Yeah. That's right. I forgot
that
about
was a
that. Yeah,
really
he
good
was on
show.
that.
Like I would watch that. But
Yeah, he
it's a real
was.
cool concept because it's basically like a James Bond type guy that just changes his face. That people hire him to, if they got a target on their back, like to be them.
Right. Yeah, he
Yeah.
takes the place of people,
Takes their
yeah.
place, yeah.
So I wasn't sure if I had this already, because it's Worlds Collide, Rift Between Worlds.
Oh, that's a milestone.
Yeah, it's a DC Milestone crossover. But the and I think I have almost the whole run of the Worlds Collide. But I wasn't sure if I had this one, but I wanted to. But I said I can get. I'm happy to get it again because this is the issue that comes with color forms. So the
Yeah.
little vinyl clings that you can put on the cover.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh man, I'll get that any day. Just because then I can open one and play with the color forms.
Well, it's an oddball thing, There's not too many
It
color
is.
phone comics.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't even know of any others.
I
There may
can't
have
believe it
been.
still goes for cover price. Like, that should be like a collector's item.
No doubt. This is like, especially with the color forms still, it's still in the bag, so
Yeah.
it's
You
like,
think
man,
that would be
that's gotta be
like
worth
that should be like
20 bucks at
at
least.
least $50.
Yeah,
At
I agree.
least because it's such a rare thing.
The color forms are like DC stars and milestones.
Yeah, I
I mean,
know.
how are you getting, where are you gonna get milestone color
That
forms?
just knows that the speculators
Exactly.
don't know what the fuck they're doing.
This is like, who cares about some variant comic? You can get goddamn milestone color forms.
That's right.
How amazing is that? I would buy that any day of the week.
Place sounds like a gold mine.
Yeah, I got some. Oh, I didn't know about this one. Oh, it's Planet of the Apes number one from Adventure Comics.
Oh
I
yeah.
didn't know that Adventure Comics ever had Planet of the Apes
Yeah,
license.
they had them for a while. That's a Malibu thing. Adventure
I
Comics
think
had.
I knew. I think I knew. Yeah, the Malibu ones I knew about, but I didn't know it started even back.
Well, Adventure Comics was Malibu. In other words, Malibu published Adventure, they published Aerosol, they
Yeah,
published Eternity, they published a lot
I
of
see what you're saying. Yeah,
brands.
yeah. But I mean, I just meant I knew. I think there's Planet of the Apes that have the Malibu insignia. I didn't know that they had also ones from Adventure.
It's amazing that I took on watching all the Bond films, and I did it, and I watched all the Planet of the Apes films, including the new ones, and I did it. I watched every single one of them.
You did.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. Yeah,
Game
that one that I have
Spoons.
issue one, which is a it's an amazing cover. That's a Dale Keown cover.
Is.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I have. I think this was.
Still
Yeah,
kind of
number one.
mad
Yeah,
that
Keown
I
cover.
supported this Kickstarter, which was some weird new character with the pit, and I never got it. I wanted it bad because it had the pit.
I wonder if I ever. I wonder if I supported that one.
It wasn't a Kickstarter, it was one of those Indiegogo. I always get fucked on. I get fucked on
Oh.
Indiegogo. They like
Indiegogo.
bend me over and fuck me like fucking Black Kiss.
Oh no. That's unfortunate.
Yeah.
I gotta give speaking of Kickstarters, I gotta give props to Bob
Oh
Franz.
shit, yeah, did you see that? He's
Yeah,
gonna chasing the
who's coming
moon.
through. Yeah,
Yeah.
and I'm sure he's taking a financial hit on it because I know he got screwed over.
Yeah.
But he's a man of honor, so he's gonna bring it out.
Yeah, I was ready to kiss that one goodbye.
Oh yeah, I kissed that one goodbye a long time ago. So yeah, it's rare that someone. So this is one that was supposed to come out, I don't even know, 6 years ago, something like that?
I think it
Maybe
was more
more.
like 10. It seems
Like
like
10
an
years ago.
eternity.
And he had issues with his artist, and it just never got done. But I don't know, he must have pestered his artist to finish
Well,
it.
you know who his artist is. You can say it. Drew.
I guess it's not a secret,
It's not
yeah.
a
So it's
secret. Drew
Drew Moss,
Moss.
yeah. Because I think Drew is. Got a lot of too many jobs
Well,
that paid.
I think from Drew's perspective, he bit off more than he could chew. And in other words, the products he works on provide the meal on his table for his family.
Right.
So, like, this
Yeah,
was
the pay.
something else that was extra, and I guess he didn't realize what he was getting into. Some people think a Kickstarter is going to be easy, and then it's not, you know?
Then they have to do the work.
Yeah. Pat, oh, I hit my stickers. I sent my stickers to Pat Shan, and I'm going to get an exclusive with my next shipment.
Oh, did he received them?
Yeah. I
Nice.
am so lucky, Bill. The last sticker, they started a new sticker one, and I'm like,
Nah.
the literally got the last sticker, and then they switched stickers.
Okay.
And I was
So
like, oh fuck, I'm gonna get fucked.
got it done just in time, snuck it in under the
Just in
wire.
time, man. I am a fan of his cheeky comics. I really like almost everything that comes out of that. I read
Me too.
Nippy, and that was really good. That was like, Nippy is like a Disney princess story that's rated X. In other words, it's like if you took all
Yeah.
the Disney princesses and evil villains and you put them in a book, that's Nippy. Matter of fact, Nippy is the one that got my last sticker.
Okay.
Yeah.
And there's another company that's doing Kickstarters for naughty fairy tale characters.
Yeah.
It's a very popular
So I actually, area. With my Zenoscope books, I actually placed an order and just ordered directly off their website.
Oh, from Zenoscope? Yeah, I'm going to have to do that at some point, just figure out what I actually need.
Yeah, I kind of bulked it because I saw the ones I was missing and then the ones that I didn't get a chance to order, and I bulked them all into one order and just made one purchase.
Yeah, that's what I want to do.
I missed a couple because they were sold out, but I got what I could.
No! I'm also hoping to see them at a convention, and maybe I'll just grab them all at the con.
Yeah, I'm...
I'll have to make a list, though. I'll never remember what I'm missing.
You know what? I don't know if you decided about Baltimore yet, but I've been talking on the side with the Nerdy Legion, and not Martin or Nick, but all the rest of the Nerdy Legions that used to podcast with.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be there. So I'm going to see them for the first time. And
if you're gone, I'll go, because I need to go to one of the conventions this year. That's travel convention.
Yeah, it's crazy because the video podcast I do, I'm going to meet up with a lot of those people. I don't think Miracle Man's going to be there. That guy has got to have he's got to have me and you beat, I think, on obscure shit.
I think he does, because he's like posting stuff all the time. It's like,
it blows my mind.
Especially the adult stuff. He has like way more adult stuff than I have.
He's got the market cornered on the adult books. Like, I don't know anybody that has more adult books than him.
Did he just like find like someone sold their collection of like Eros books and he just like bought the whole?
I don't know. He will not give me his source. Like, I talked to him. I said, you got to share. I can't.
He won't share it. Oh, well, I mean, that's smart. Because we would do we'd do a number on his swords.
I'd outbid him probably. I'd skyrocket those prices. Well, I'll give you this much.
Yeah, he's posting stuff all the time. That it's like some of the stuff. I'm like, oh yeah, I got that. But then it's like, what? I've never even heard of that. Especially the Arrow stuff. It's like I didn't even know there was that many weird. Occasionally, I see him at cons, but very rarely.
Yeah.
Crazy. Well, you want to do?
Yeah, let's
get into it.
Let's get into it.
Can I just start by saying one thing?
Yeah.
I fucking love Epic's art like so much in Tigris Island.
Oh yeah, it is.
There's great. Something about it. It's just so. It pulls me in like so much.
It's like it. Slick and sexy, and it's. I don't even know how to describe it because
it's like shiny, shiny, and it's like kind of animated a little.
Yeah, it looks animated. It's almost like a very loose. I don't even know how to describe it, but like it doesn't look anything like Darwin Cook, but it's got a style that he kind of does. It's very weird.
It's definitely like from now on, like if I ever see his art or her art, I guess I don't even know. Cause it's EPHK. I say Epic cause I think that's probably how you would say it,
yeah.
But I don't know. But yeah, they're, like if I ever see their art, I'm going to be like, oh yeah, I know who that is.
I had a feeling like, this was going to be so my favorite, like hot book that's become hot. And it is, for a reason because it's, I like sexploitation B films. Like I've watched a lot of them and that's what this is.
That's what this is. 100%.
Yeah.
I guess we can just cover it. So this is by Patrick Kinlan. And EPHK.
Epic.
Epic. Well, before we get into the actual story, I'll say one of the things they did at the back of this issue that I really liked is they put in ads for the other comics that the writer and artist do. that came out from other companies. I thought that was pretty cool. Like, they're not even Image Comics, but they're like advertising them because they're like, hey, if you like this, then here's some other stuff that these creators did.
What did I do with these books? Oh, I need to look at that because I did not look at that.
Yeah, and Epic did like a original graphic novel from Living the Line. I'm like, oh shit, I gotta get that. Well, and the writer did some Black Mask books. Nobody is in control, and there's nothing there. Which I have both of those.
Where do they show that?
Like the very back page.
Stringer?
Yeah, well, right next to that. Nobody is in control. And there's nothing there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
I did buy There's Nothing There. Yeah. That is a Black Mask.
Yeah. Nobody's in Control is a Black Mask, too.
I don't think I have that one, but I know I have that cover of...
Yes.
There's Yeah, that's very there familiar. Because yeah. That's a sexy cover.
Yeah, that's a good cover. And then Stringer I've never heard of before, so I don't know if that was self-published or what. I just thought it was cool that they're like, that's a cool thing to do, I think, at the back of a book is say, hey, here's some other stuff we worked on.
Yeah. That had the Maria Lovett art on that. No, there's nothing there. Nobody is in control.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
You would think I'd have it. Oh, wow, I have everything but number one.
Let me look and see what I have. I have it, but...
How did that happen?
I'm pretty sure I have it. Let me see. Nobody. Oh, shit, I'm missing number three.
Let's see.
Damn it.
DC.
So close. DC. What was the other one? There's nothing there. What do I have of that one?
I never logged into DCBS from this computer. That's weird.
I can't find it. There's. It's not in here. I might just have number one. There's nothing there. In any case, yes. So this is a. So this book starts off with these women being flown in from different countries, coming into Hong Kong to be escorts for rich Japanese businessmen, and it's in 1987. So you kind of get to meet all of the women, and they get put in this room, or they go back to this back room, and they meet their I can't remember if he was the host or if he's the dude who set it up.
He's the one that set it up, but nobody, he wasn't there initially.
Yeah.
The room was empty, and it just had one of those girls, which seems like she's the one that does porn or prostitution. The other ones don't seem like they're into that, but it seems like each one has a dark history. Because there's that one montage of them all doing something bad. Yeah. And, like, he collected all of them.
Right.
Like, one stole money from a bank. One, like, they all have something going on.
Yeah, they all have something in their past, yeah. Yeah, like the one. But I don't think they're all bad, though, because, well... Oh, it could be.
they all
yeah,
have...
like the one girl says something about she's been in movies, and the other girl's like, oh, I've done acting too, and then it shows she's been like a porn.
But like on this montage one, I don't think...
Okay, go ahead.
One of them seemed like was a prisoner somewhere. The other one,
Where
I
do
can't really tell what was going on in there. They just had she had a powerful boss. The other one had was like a Donna Matrix who had torturing this big old fat dude. And then this one chick that's been in the porn, she shot I don't know, like her boyfriend in the head, it looks like on the motorcycle. The other girl like robbed a bank. And one of them, it looks like, fell in love with this bad guy. At least the guy that's that led him into the tank.
Yeah.
But anyway, they meet there, they get drugged, they get put in one of those big old.
Yeah, well they yeah, so they're having a well they're gonna have a meal, but they start with like drinks. They have drinks and then the next thing you know they're waking up and they don't know where they are and they realize they're in a shipping container being flown across the ocean by a helicopter. And they end up on an island.
And there seems to be one woman that seems to be in charge of everything. And she's pretty lax up front, but I think she's going to start whipping them into shape here soon. I like they're in the elevator. This is like your elevator when they're in the elevator scene and somebody touches one of the girls' ass. My butt says otherwise, and it does not deceive. And she goes, "Well, it can't be any of these dudes because they're eunuchs." She like kicks him in the nuts and doesn't feel
He
anything.
doesn't move, yeah.
And then they get into the big room, and there's girls all over here. Like there
There's a lot. I was
are a lot
surprised that
of them.
there's. And it's a nice place, too, the room. It's like fancy. So
Yeah.
I don't know what these girls are in for. I don't think there's any guys, right? It's just like a bunch of girls.
The eunuchs.
And some eunuchs
You could see a couple of
wearing.
them. They're wearing like
They're
little sailor outfits with
wearing like
some
little Boy Scout
suspenders.
uniforms.
Yeah.
They're Boy Scouts. They're
With
big, though.
suspenders. Yeah. It looks like a bunch of girls that have different personalities that I didn't understand the last scene. Are they saying that that one girl led them there?
That's what the one girl certainly thinks that, yeah. Well, because the, well, which one is that? No, because the blonde girl came in with that dude, right, to the meal at the beginning.
Oh yeah.
Wasn't
And
she with him? So she
I
figures, they
actually
figure that
think,
she knows something.
oh, she is the one because if you go to the montage where they're showing their histories,
Yeah.
she's the one that's with him.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah,
Yeah,
so they're like, what's up?
that was a pretty fun
What's up?
issue. I liked
Yeah, I
it.
really liked it. I liked it a lot. Story's interesting, and then the art blew me away, so.
Yeah, I gave it a 5 out of 5. I like that one.
Me too. Me
And
too.
then we got Hannah and the Hells versus the Beatles. This was an odd book for
It was a
sure.
very odd book. It was a very odd book.
I wonder why he draws the faces the way he does. It's so weird.
Yeah, he does a lot of like, I don't know what it's called, the dots, like
It makes them
the
look
shading
ugly.
is done with dots. Yeah, so their faces are like darker, almost like a what's that one dude? Drew something? Can't remember. Drew Freeman? Is that it? Kind of like that.
I don't know which one you're talking about.
Think it's Drew Freeman.
I've
Let me
seen
look it
some of
up.
this kind of art style and other issues, but it's weird. It's almost like they all have freckles or hair. It
Yeah, I
looks.
was right. Drew Fried. Yeah, kind of like Drew Friedman,
I don't. What is that guy doing?
more indie. He does like celebrities, like very realistic looking celebrities, but he does the same kind of dot. I think he does it with dots. I think.
This is by Sam Ashurst and Tony M. Clark.
Yeah, so this is about a female, all-female punk band. I think it was all-female.
Kind of anyway, like the Runaways, I would say.
And one of the girls in the band, the guitarist, is jonesing for this guitar from the music store, thrift store, whatever it is.
Well, the one promoter is not paying them either. So I think
how it starts out. Yeah,
One thing that they all did, I think, is they all pulled their money together and let her go buy that guitar.
Yeah.
And that guitar is already sold to John Lennon. So then
it was stolen, and well, didn't they have to sneak in to find out who bought it?
Oh yeah, she had to show her tits. That's right.
Oh, that's right. One of the girls distracted the owner.
She comes in topless and then blames him for being a perv. I'm like, what the fuck is that?
Yeah, she's like, are you staring at my tits?
Are you staring at my tits? Like, she doesn't have any shirt. Like, her tits are just out. Of course he's going to stare.
It's like, disgusting. We're never coming here again. And they find out that John Lennon bought the guitar. So they plan a heist.
They plan a heist and they get there. And it looks like Paul McCartney and John Lennon are tongue kissing over the guitar.
Yes, they are.
What an oddball title. Like, it's just such a weird idea.
That's a very weird idea.
It's weird because Paul McCartney goes, fucking bitches, die, 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 starts choking that girl, and then John Lennon's pissing. I don't know what's going on.
I forgot John Lennon was pissing. Yeah, John Lennon's pissing.
And then she kills John Lennon with the guitar.
No, she kills Paul McCartney.
Paul McCartney.
Yeah.
And then he's like, Paul is dead. Who's going to write the Victorian ditties for us now? And then they all walk out. They don't have the guitar because it's smashed. It killed.
Yeah, she smashed it. Yeah.
And then they're off playing again. But I didn't understand the crack in the wall that...
Oh, it had the Beatles? Yeah, I didn't get that either.
I didn't
get
that. Yeah, that was weird.
Yeah, I have no idea.
I at all. Like, I didn't know what the hell was going on. I do like the artwork on that last page by P. Keck.
Oh, yeah.
That looks cool. That looks like Archie style.
Yeah, I like the Beatles at the bottom. Yeah,
it's
cool.
It's like the animated Beatles, you know?
Yeah, it is.
That's cool.
Good call. Yeah, this is a very strange book. It was entertaining.
Yeah, I was entertained. I gave it a 3 out of 5.
Yeah, I'd probably give it that. Maybe 3.5 if I did 0.5s.
Yeah, I read Nectar, which you didn't get.
I didn't get that. I don't know. I still don't know.
I'm still perplexed why this book became hot. Like, it's not that it's not good. It's just something that, even with that Tigris Island, they're books that don't necessarily attract a mass audience or demand.
Right. So, is it just the scarcity? Is that why these books are going up in value?
Well, it's scarcity plus I think somebody's buying all the copies, which is weird. I don't know how they do that, but they must be like snatching them all and then selling them for higher prices. And then it becomes a demand, so they hear the buzz, I guess, and go after them. But Nectar...
So, is it that there's these books that probably weren't ordered a lot, and each store got maybe a couple of copies of it, and then someone just decides to throw it up on eBay for $20, and then people see that this book is $20 now, so they run to their store and buy it, and then they're all sold out everywhere, so now it's going for $20.
Yeah,
it's going for $30.
It's kind of like that. And I hear they're using what is that shop? The New York one, Midtown.
Yeah.
I guess they're using the online Midtown store to determine what sells out, and then go after things. I don't understand, but.
Oh, so they're using that as their barometer to see.
Yeah, it's like a barometer. What's hot, I guess.
Yeah, what's the hot book this week?
Yeah.
Buy it, throw it up on eBay for $25. See what happens.
Yeah, Nectar's about like this secluded town that seems like it's in the middle of nowhere. And
who published this?
Vault.
Oh, that's why I didn't get it, because I missed Vault.
And
God damn it.
It's just like, it's kind of like if I had to set a stage, I would set like Doc Hollywood, you know, like with Michael J. Fox, like some small town that has like an outbreak of butterflies, and these butterflies are biting people, like, which butterflies don't bite. So that's odd in itself, but it seems like they're almost like controlling their bodies. Like there's this one girl that gets bit and then she starts dancing and she's telling her friend, I can't stop. Like I can't control my body. And it's like a weird horror vibe. So I don't know where they're going to go with it, but it's like an outbreak like we've seen with bees and all the other stuff, except now it's butterflies.
Butterflies. Is it like just monarchs or is it any butterfly?
It's the same monarch looking, or what? I'm not a butterfly specialist, but whatever's on the cover, it's just
You were a butterfly specialist.
You know? No,
isn't that what you do for the government?
That must be your other podcast guy.
My other podcast. Oh, that's right.
He's a butterfly specialist.
I forgot Butterfly Man. That's right.
Yeah, Butterfly Man.
Monarchs are amazing.
Are you a butterfly guy?
No, I just like monarchs because they're insanely amazing.
Why are they insanely amazing?
Because, they're born somewhere in Mexico, right?
Yeah.
At this specific place where they have these trees. And then they're born and then they fly their destination, I think somewhere in Canada. I can't remember where their destination is. But they can't make it there in one lifespan. So they go like partway. They stop, you know, have babies or whatever. The parents die and then the babies continue on.
Yeah.
And then they die, and then more babies continue on. So it's like three or four generations. But it's like, how do these babies know where they're supposed to go?
It's a smell.
It's a smell?
Yeah, it's that Canadian smell.
Like you maple syrup.
Yeah, you actually bag bacon and maple syrup.
They say, hey, well, we have to go that way, eh? I smell the back bacon.
You gotta go that way, eh? It's got the beer. Then,
so then once they get up there to their final destination, the next generation that's born, it's called, I can't remember what it's called, it's like the super monarch, where they have a longer lifespan, and that monarch version is able to fly all the way back to Mexico on its own.
Yeah.
It's like, it's just weird. It's like, why? Why does any of that happen?
I think I did hear that story because I think I went to the National History Museum in Denver.
Yeah.
And they had a butterfly thing. And I think there was like a little display about the monarchs.
Yeah. It's just, it's crazy. Like, how do they know where they're going? And why does this, when they get there, do they produce offspring that can live longer than any of the other ones did?
Yeah.
It's so weird. It's awesome. Like the things we don't understand about the world we live in. How did that come to be and why? It's just, I don't know, just is. Just is.
Did you read Maid Cafe? What'd you think?
I did. I liked it.
I liked it a lot.
I didn't know it was going to be anime.
Well, it has that kind of manga feel, but it's not read in manga fashion.
No, it's like it's American for
But
sure. It's like American.
it's got that manga weirdness to it. What I mean by that
Yeah.
is it's just
Over the top,
it's
yeah.
over the top strangeness, like of this one girl who like works for this maid cafe, I guess, and they like just go work for different people, and then this one guy decides to treat her badly, and then her boss finds
But
out
what do they
about.
do at this at these cafes? I know they serve them, but wasn't there like a private room or something?
I think there's like sexual things, but we don't know that. Like,
Yeah, they don't show it for sure.
it doesn't sound like our main character is having sex, but I can't tell you for sure. I just
Yeah.
know this one guy that she was messing with was abusive towards her, and she was having none of that, and that causes her boss to question, like, do I even need you? You're aging out of this maid cafe, whatever the hell that is. Like, you're getting
Right.
too old for this
Yeah,
anyway.
you're like, she said you're like 20. You're too
Yeah,
old.
you're like 20, you're too old for this weirdness. So, but she likes that part of her job, I guess. Like, she likes the singing and the dancing and all the other stuff that goes along with it.
Yeah, they
Being
do like a
the
little show, yeah.
Yeah, she likes that. And she knows it's going away, and then she fucking loses her marbles.
But she keeps a chainsaw in her locker.
Yeah.
But the opening was like her and her dad, and her dad like teaching her how to use the chainsaw. So she has some sentimental attachment to it
Yeah.
because of her dad. I don't know why she brings it to work with her, but she brought it to work. And then why did she cut her wrist? That was weird too.
I didn't know, understand that.
Guess she's just cutting. It was weird.
I liked it though. Like, I want to continue with this one. Matter of
I
fact,
like.
I was trying to figure out like how to keep my comic shop order alive, because it seems like it's getting smaller, and
Yeah.
I just moved all my X-Posse, whatever it is, which is the Keen Spot stuff over there,
Okay.
and I'm gonna get it from my comic shop, and then whatever else I get. There was a couple other oddball things because I already placed my order.
Whoa. You already placed your oh, my comic shop order?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Most of them were like continuing series. I still get my AC comics there, but that's one
Yeah.
book a month, so I have to find something to move over, and that one seems like it's an easy one to move over.
Okay.
I just get all the Mark Spears stuff, and then get. Oh, there was another company that I decided to move over there is Prana, which is the company
What is that?
they put out that comics magazine.
Oh, yeah, Comics Magazine.
Yeah, they put that out. Matter of
Yeah, I
fact, I
get
was
that.
reading the latest one, and there was one article that really interests me by Tim Seeley and Tony Fleeks,
Okay.
my wife's hairdresser's brother. That's what I'll call him, Tony Fleece.
Yes,
But
better known as
better known as my
Well, you
wife's
also get
hairdresser.
the warrant stuff from my comic shop, right?
I think they have the warrant stuff at the other place, don't they?
I didn't think so. Maybe they do now.
Now you're making me wonder.
No, I don't see it.
No, I've been getting it from my comic shop. I mean, from DCBS. But that's where I've been getting mine from.
Yeah, I've been getting it from. Wait. No, you're right. You're right. You're right. Sorry.
I mean, they
You're
do
right, you're
have
right.
PS Art books, but there's nothing there that I've
You're right, I
lately
couldn't,
that I've been getting.
yeah,
They
you're right.
did add Heroic though, and I'd rather go that route than Kickstarters because they're putting Kickstarters out of their trades, which is very interesting to me.
Wait, start again?
You know, the Heroic does like Flare and all the. They're a publisher that's been around for a while.
Like
And
bad girl stuff.
yeah, it's like they did Spark Plug, and I bought Trade One and Trade Two, kickstarted it, but then
From
I saw that,
Kickstarter, okay.
yeah, I saw that there's, and they've been kickstarting their trades, and I'm like, but man,
Okay.
they're publishing over here on my comic shop, and I'll get a discount. So it's better for me to go that route than
I
to
hear
go
you. I
through a
hear.
Kickstarter. So that's what I'm gonna do for Heroic. But you know who's coming back is American Mythology through Prana.
Oh, are
I
they?
was looking at the new solicits and they had like a Night of the Living Dead. They had a Three Stooges. They had Silent Night, Deadly Night, which I love those. And they had like four difference. They had one
Through
that I supported a
Prana.
Kickstarter for
Oh,
because
yeah.
I didn't know they were coming back. You know, like I didn't know they were coming back, so I kickstarted it, so I didn't order that one, but I wish I would have known. But I was like, they're back. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Return of the Living Dead,
Yeah.
Catching Hell.
That's the one that I kickstarted.
Okay, Catching
Yeah.
Hell one. And then, what's the other one? Three Stooges Anniversary Special. Yes, perfect
Yeah.
timing. Because I would have had to hunt that one down.
So I was happy to see that.
And Silent Night, Deadly Night.
And yesterday, Barb's taking care of her mom, so she's back. She's away. So like, yesterday,
Okay.
I'm trying to find like what to do with myself.
Well, good thoughts for Barb's mom.
Yeah, I'm learning a lot through this process, and it's not fun. And then on top of that. My mom's bank account got hacked.
Oh no.
Don't know why, but they did it through the telephone. I don't know how the fuck they did that. But so she's all stressed out because I guess when that happens, they have to move your bank account like to another account. And
Right,
she
yeah,
can't
that makes
and
sense,
like
yeah.
she's not paying her bills, and then her monitor died. Her monitor didn't die. It just didn't. So my mom doesn't know that her monitor is attached to a laptop and then there's internet. So she was panicking and she was calling Comcast like, I can't see my screen. But I'm like, Mom, do you have Netflix? Do you have the internet? Yes. Well, it's you don't have to call
That's not them.
Comcast.
Yeah.
And then I said, can you see the screen on your monitor? And she's like, yeah, it's so hard to do over the phone. And
Yeah.
then the thing
You
about
know.
my mom is she knows these things, but when she panics, she
Yeah.
starts freaking out. And it
Yeah.
was just like
Yeah,
one
her
panic.
brain,
So
goes
like,
into flight or fright
yeah,
mode.
it's so I'm having to deal with that remotely. And last weekend it was sort of dealing with the laptop move, which was more work than I thought. Because of my slow hard drive on the old one,
Yeah.
I wanted to move over all the comic
Have a copy of
images, and
everything.
it took
Yeah.
like an it was like an all day process. But
Couldn't you just take the hard drive out of the old one and put it in the new one?
yeah, no, I didn't. But that was probably an idea to at least make a USB drive out of it.
Yeah, do it as an external drive, yeah.
Yeah, but I did, and I like ported the data over, and you know what led me to finally buy a laptop? You're not gonna believe this. It wasn't my comics
No.
that or
No, cuz
the.
you've been living in the slowness and funkiness for a long time. So what finally pushed you over the edge?
You're not gonna guess. And you're going to say, well, you're stupid. You should just do it over the web. But taxes. TurboTax
Taxes.
doesn't support Windows 10 anymore.
Ah.
So I went and got a laptop.
Why don't you just do it online?
Because
Why don't you just do it
I didn't
online?
want to, but
It stores all your previous information, though.
well, I ha the all the previous information's on my laptop.
Yeah, I know. There's got to be a way to import it.
Yeah, probably.
Well, congratulations in any case on
Well,
your
it wasn't a good thing because we had to pay a lot
new computer.
on
For what?
taxes.
Oh, taxes. Yes, I haven't done my taxes yet. I don't want to.
Well, I didn't want to. We paid a little bit last year, but we paid a lot this year. I thought it would all balance out because of my reduced work hours, so my salary's
Right.
dropped
Yeah, you're bringing in less money,
significant.
yeah.
Like it's dropped to a place. And
Yeah.
but what happened is Barbara's company sold and they bought her stock, and that's what threw us over the.
Oh, so you got a big dump of money
Yes.
for the stocks, and then you got to pay all the capital gains on.
Yeah, and it was a lot. Like she had bought a lot of
Yeah.
stock because she had her original stock, and then somebody that was part of the board sold their stocks, and then they shared all those amongst the people that could buy stocks, and then she had
Oh.
all those too.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So that happened. But yeah, we had to pay quite a bit. It was weird because I got a bonus this year, and I was like, well, that will pay for my storage unit. So I was telling
You're all
Barb,
excited.
I was all excited. I was like, that's gonna pay for my
This is
storage
great.
units for
This
the
is the
year. And
greatest.
I'm like doing a dance, and I'm like,
It's like free.
yeah, it's
Yes.
like, no, that's gonna pay for some
No,
taxes.
the government wants that money. Sorry.
Yeah. So
We
that
gotta
dance
fund
still.
a stupid, useless war
Yeah,
that
that's right.
got started for no
That
reason at
fucking
all.
jackass. I can't believe people.
I can't believe they won't pay for goddamn kids to eat lunch, but they'll pay to bomb some country that didn't do anything.
And
Billions of
he's
dollars.
just so stupid. What I can't believe is his intelligence. He doesn't understand cause and effect at all. Like
No,
he
he just does stuff.
no he does what like he likes, and what pisses him off he does. Like it's like a fucking 12-year-old that
That's
doesn't
why
know
he's
shit.
bankrupted so many companies, because he just does stuff, and then
he does
if it
he
works, it
doesn't
works. If it doesn't, he kills the company and then goes on
yeah
to the next thing.
goes on to the next thing. He's a jackass. But don't get me started.
That ends the political section of Geek Fine Podcast.
What I can't believe, and I'm just astonished every time I think about it, is that people voted for him for a second term. Like we already knew he was fucked
I
up.
know we barely survived his first term,
Yeah, and then
and you vote him
this
again
term
and
is so
again.
much worse because he knows he can get away with it.
I
The the
know
the
it,
the, the
we're
first term the
exactly.
first term was I'm gonna test the waters, right? And
Yeah.
the second term is like, well, they didn't I could do what I
They didn't
want.
stop me, so I can
They
do
didn't
anything I
stop me,
want to
so I'm gonna
do.
still do what I want. A fucking jackass. But hopefully
But we will
we
survive,
will
hopefully.
survive.
Hopefully. Unless,
Hopefully.
yeah, unless the bombs fall start falling, but
Well, yeah, I mean it could be ugly. He's fired the whole military staff now because they won't do what he
because they won't do
wants.
what he wants.
Yeah, so
I saw,
like
yeah, Melody was telling me that. I'm like, good. I'm glad someone has some balls and stands up to this guy and says, no, we're not going to do it.
well, that's
Screw
because
you.
he's dumb as fuck. And then well, he's gonna the danger in that bill is he's gonna put people in there that
Yep, yeah, you can put a
will
bunch of
do what
yes
he
men
wants.
in. Yeah.
Yeah. And
Bunch of
that's
people are
what could
kissing
lead to.
his
So we're never going to retire if
butthole.
this jackass keeps going, He's going to fuck up everything. Our country's going to go to pot. It's it's he's a I just can't believe he's not in jail. Like he should, he's a criminal.
He should absolutely.
He should be
But
tried and he should be wearing an orange
it's
jumpsuit.
because he's rich and he has rich friends and he can get expensive lawyers and they've always got him out of all the trouble he's gotten into.
Yeah.
If you got money, you can do whatever you want.
I can't believe he fired his press secretary.
Like, that's another thing. It's like we learned in his first term, like, once he turns on you, he'll like fuck you and call you every name in the book,
But those people don't
even though you
learn.
were kissing his ass the whole time. So like, why is anyone
Wanting to
like
work
it?
for him.
Yeah,
Like,
if you're on his team,
exactly.
at some point he's gonna turn on you. You know it's gonna happen. It
Yeah.
happens with everyone. But I guess in the meantime, you get paid shit ton of money. So what do you care? It's all
Right.
about money, man. It's all about money and power. That's
Yeah.
all these people care about. They want the
Yep.
fame.
But we got Black Kiss to talk about.
We do.
On that
On that note,
note, while Trump is fucking us up the ass, we're gonna jump
speaking
to
about ass
Black
fucking.
Kiss. He's fucking the United States up the ass. We're gonna talk about this issue, which is the
We're gonna talk
Halloween.
about Dagmar fucking someone up the ass.
Which is the special edition that was
The
not in
Halloween
publication
special.
and is unique to the omnibus.
It
And
is. Finally came out.
this one kind of has the main characters on the side, and it's focusing on this jackass, people that like film things with somebody they're with and don't
Yeah,
tell them.
hidden cameras, and he's
Right.
posting it to his private site where perverts can watch secret sex videos.
So he does that, and then he becomes fascinated with Beverly. And so he's like trying to track down Beverly, and he goes to various sources and eventually ends up at what, Kaz, or what is his name? Eventually
Yeah, I
ends
don't
up to
remember.
the new Dagmar, which is Kaz, but now he's got a lot of gray hair. And he's like, you don't want nothing to do with it. And then Dagmar's not aging. Like
Was that
she's.
Kaz?
I thought
I
it
thought that was
was.
him. Yeah.
It doesn't
Well, and
explicit.
even the guy notices that, right? Because he's like, "How is she in all these movies? And she never ages."
Yeah, she never ages. And she then finds out about all this and then has Dagmar and then one of her bodyguards who's got like this big ass dick. Like that
He
thing's
does.
almost like another leg. And they go to give this guy his comeuppance.
They sure do.
And
They
I'll
sure
say,
do.
comeuppance.
And they recorded
And they recorded it.
it
So this guy's gonna be on his own webcam getting fucked up the ass.
Oh, I like. I think this guy, he was trying to pitch a movie idea where two black guys go undercover. Go into hiding in a vaudeville act that's doing blackface. And then they have to pretend they're white
Yeah, and
and
they
wear
kept
blackface
mentioning
in
some
the
like it hot,
vaudeville.
but I that was
Yeah.
where Jack Lemmon I think was in that movie with I think this was a Marilyn Monroe film, and they had to dress like women
Women, yeah, that's where they went and
because they
dragged,
wanted to
yeah.
be they were they were people that played instruments. I've seen this movie because I went on a just like I did Planet of the Apes and all the other stuff. I went on a Marilyn Monroe film
Monroe kick.
expedition and I saw some like it hot. So they posed as women musicians because they lost their jobs and plus the gangsters were after them, so they were hiding out as women. And that he was proposing a similar type situation except they were going to be posing as African Americans. I
Right.
think yeah.
No, there are African Americans
Posing
posing
as
as white
white
guys
people, yeah.
and doing blackface.
Yeah.
And they're like, that's a terrible idea.
Oh yeah, that's it was inverted because of the actors that they were using. They mentioned the actors. I can't remember which ones it was.
Yeah. I thought this was good, though. I thought this was probably the better written story in here
Yeah, I
in
read.
terms of story flow and things.
Well, I think it was a standalone that stood on its own.
Yeah.
Again, if you read this on its own, I don't think you'd understand the immortality of it, other than
You might pick it up, though.
some of the conversations that were mentioned. I definitely don't think you'd understand the Dagmar Beverly relationship from just the
No, you wouldn't. Yeah,
standalone.
you wouldn't have any idea who
And
Dagmar
Kaz, the
was.
relationship with Kaz, other than he's in there,
Yeah.
you wouldn't get it.
You wouldn't know who he was, yeah.
But you didn't need to. Like you said, I don't think you
No,
needed
at
to
its heart, it was
know
just a
to
revenge
get,
story.
yeah, to get a revenge story. I've thought the whole damn thing was well written, though. It just was well written as a whole, and it's very
Yeah.
odd the way he told the story, because it's almost like he had this big picture and he didn't want to give away too much in an issue. And it took you a while to get there to even understand where the meat is. In other words,
Yeah,
the
I
magic of
yeah.
the book is the entire story.
Right. Yeah,
It's
you
not that you can pick up an issue and understand it all.
Right. Yeah, it takes a while to get the necessary
Like you
information to
can't even read
understand
Black Kiss
everything.
2 without having Black Kiss. Like you can, and I did. But you don't understand. You don't understand
Right.
like what made the book special. Like you
Right.
just don't get it. But this, I read his back matter. He when he writes like just free writing, I have a hard time understanding him. Even on
Oh,
Facebook,
interesting.
he writes.
Yeah.
Did you write the? Did you read the?
I did, yeah.
Yeah,
The
it's
back matter,
like
yeah.
it was an interesting article.
I didn't really have a problem with it.
I do. He writes like in this weird. Speak that is not like I and this or I feel, it's like it's almost like he's talking in another
Yeah.
person,
I guess I
but
do see that.
it's like
Yeah.
it's very literary. If you read it. And if you listen to him speak, he speaks like that. Even at the cons, like he doesn't sound like a typical person to me.
Yeah.
And when he writes on Facebook, it's I have to read it three times to like
Decrypt it, yeah.
to try to get where he's coming from. He's definitely very interesting. He is very intimidating. I could see why people are intimidated by him. But this could be my favorite work that he's ever done. Like it, yes, it's dirty, but I don't think what makes this story so damn good is because it's filthy. It helps, but
That is one aspect of it. Yeah,
it's one aspect of it. The story is really deeper than,
it's about the characters,
yeah, it's
yeah.
about a succubus and who always has these women that are called Dagmars,
Yeah, and they're always trans
and they're
too.
always trans women, yeah. Except when she gets to the end, where he becomes her next
Oh
Dagmar.
yeah.
So yeah, I thought it was a awesome book.
Yeah, I mean I'm glad they finally were able to publish the Halloween special, 'cause it was a good addition to the story.
And I know you need to go, so let's do this GI
Got a little
Combat.
work. I can actually go till noon my time.
We got GI Combat 45, which
Oh,
is
I do want to say one other thing though. I started to go through previews and I was very happy to see that Image is bringing out a American flag omnibus.
I just hope it's somebody else that puts it together. I mean,
I hope the pages stay in.
I hope the pages stay in.
Man, because this Black Kiss, when I finished reading it, I pushed all the pages back. But now I just opened it once, and now all the pages are popping out again.
Yeah. It's like, oh God. I'm glad that it's back. I'm glad that
go
it's
back,
at least
back
at,
in there.
At least saddle stitched. Do you know what I mean? If it was,
yeah, they're not, the pages aren't coming out completely. They're just separated from the glue isn't holding.
Whatever glue they use sucks ass.
You got to fire that glue manufacturer.
Yeah, that glue manufacturer sucks.
I kind of want to ask him about it, but I'm afraid.
I will go up with you if you do.
You'll have my back.
I'll support you.
Well, that's funny.
It's one of those things that I'd want to show him, though. Like, I'd want to take it with me.
He has to know.
I'd want to take it with me and just say, you know, I love this.
I don't
this.
Think you even need to.
Hey, can you personalize
this? Like, I love this
it?
Book, but what? Can you what the fuck's up with the stitching in it?
Can you personalize this for me? Because I will never be able to sell it. It's coming apart.
That's right. You can put two Mike, yes.
Two Mike. May you get fucked up the ass. But yeah, I think it's great, and I do want to buy that American flag one. I haven't looked at the previews yet, but I do know that came out because I follow him. So
okay, you knew it was solicited.
Yeah, I knew it was solicited.
Yeah, I'm because that's a book that I have some issues, but I never. I think I've read like maybe a couple, but I just for whatever reason never really picked it up. So. I'm excited to get a collection.
Yeah.
Oh, I have more than I thought I did.
What do you mean? Of American flag?
Yeah, of American flag.
I think I'm close to a full run. American flag.
I'm not too close. Oh, I should say Spawn update. I think I'm down to 6 issues now. Wait, let me see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 issues.
Wow.
That I need.
I need only issue 36, 40, and 44. And 49.
Nice.
Out of the 50 issue series, and then I have a full run. And then the second series, it looks like I'm missing quite a bit. I have 1, 3, 10, 11, and 12.
I have 1. I have number 1. Number 1. But I think the omnibus, I think it's the first 30 issues, so they're probably going to do 2 omnibuses.
But you know what? I've never read it.
I've only read, like I said, I only read a couple issues. I probably read number 1.
I have not
number
read.
Number 2, maybe.
Hey, so I think when we get our omnibus, man, we ought to do it again. We ought to do the marathon.
Yeah, definitely. We'll do American flag. Well, you should comment on that Facebook post and say, what kind of glue are they using for this? What
I'll
kind
be
of
blocked.
Glue are they using on the binding? Just well, say that.
if he is so proud of his work, I think he should be upset that his book is not put together right. And not be mad at somebody for complaining about it.
No, I wouldn't be.
It's
no,
not like I'm a
exactly.
jackass. I admire this work and I treasure this story and I just wish
it's a great presentation, except for one thing.
Yeah.
The pages don't stay attached. Well, they do, though, because they're sewn in, but...
Yeah, I wish that I would have went with Barb to New Mexico, even though I'd have to drive back. We'd have to go in separate cars, because she's having to deal with so much.
Yeah, it's like, rough when you're... Parents get
she's
old.
She's having to sell some stuff, and take care of a lot of stuff with the banks, and it's like I just wish I was there to help, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's terrible. You never think of that stuff, but now I'm thinking about it. It's so much work.
Yeah, I know. My mom put like together a document that has like all of her accounts and all the account numbers and stuff for us.
Well, it's even more complicated for poor Barb because she lost both her aunts who left everything to her mom,
Oh goodness.
who she has power of attorney over.
Right.
So it's so complicated because she has to worry about those aunts' accounts too, like trying
Yeah,
to
that's
move
another
those
level of,
move
yeah,
up. Yeah,
complexity.
it's a complexity thing.
Yeah, I wouldn't even know how to do that. Is she working with someone, like a
Well,
accountant or
she's working
something?
with the banks individually, and you have to take all kinds of things with you, like death certificates, the legal
Right, to
document,
get the
power of
money.
attorney,
Yeah.
all that stuff. So
And
it's
they don't make that easy.
no, it's not.
'Cause even
And
when my
she was literally at the bank for like 3 fucking hours and didn't even eat like until like 7 p.m. like at all.
Oh my
I mean,
gosh.
she had toast for breakfast and then like
That's
didn't have time to
crazy.
eat because of all the shit that was going down. So
Yeah.
yeah, it's not a fun thing for sure.
Yeah, because I know even after, like, when my dad passed, my mom had, like, had to jump through a crazy number of hoops to get, like, some of his accounts to get his money.
Yeah.
And she's married to him, you know?
Yeah, and I think when all's said and done, and more sooner than later, I really need to do that for myself and Barb. Like, yeah,
Yeah.
Barb gets everything if something happens to me, but
You just gotta make sure
if
on
something
every
happens to
account.
both of us,
Yeah.
then we have to redirect that
Right.
stuff to my brother and her brother because we don't have kids.
Right.
So
Right. Well, you just put my name as the beneficiary and all that stuff, and I'll take care of it. I'll take care of it
all the comic books.
for you. Yeah, just put ship to bill. Ship to bill. I'll take care of that. You just got to make sure, like anything that's in your name and not Barb's, that you have Barb as your whatever it's called, beneficiary or whatever.
Yeah, she's on everything.
Yeah.
I think our
Well,
vehicles
for
are
yours,
leaked.
it's the reverse though, because it's probably all in her name. She needs to make sure you're on there as a
No,
beneficiary.
I think everything like our house or
It's
our
joint.
bank, our jo everything's joint.
Yeah, that's good.
Even the storage units.
No, really? That's funny.
But I would just tell her to mass get rid of those, like. I don't know. It just depends. It depends on what
It'd probably be
happens.
easiest for her to just call like Mile High or something and
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And it just
have them come out
one of
and
those dealers that buys by the pound, you know what I mean? And just oh, here's so many pounds. They're you get hardly anything, but it's
I
like
don't
50
know
cents.
if the Mile High and my comic shop probably don't do by the pound, right? Don't they do? I think they look at everything. I mean, the fact that you have everything in a database makes it easy for them because Barb can just send them that and they can look at it and price it all out.
Yeah. It's so weird though, like I guess I'm stressed about it, but at the same time I always hear that other Mike guy from the comic book addict, Pindell, when you're dead, you're dead. Like you don't care. I mean, I just don't want to burden Barb with stuff. I, at some
Right.
point, at
But,
some, at some,
well, the
at
point
some.
is you care about it now. So, like,
Well,
you can't say, Oh, I'm not going to worry about it because I'll be dead. That's her problem.
Yeah, I don't
Because
want. I well,
it concerns you now.
at some point, Bill, I have to turn the fire hose off. Like, as much as I love the stuff, it's a little different for me because the quantity is ridiculous. 120,000 comics, and that doesn't include statues and toys and Omnibus, is a lot of fucking shit. Like, I actually was talking to my LCS guy, Ed, and I was telling him, well, at some point, like I was telling him my plan of my reduced hours and then retiring, and he said, you probably could go to Mile High because he has a bunch of people go there, and he says they pay top dollar for keys. He said you'd be surprised. The other stuff is like pennies on the dollar, but if you want to get rid of your keys, that's even an option for you. Like, if you don't want to have to deal with the eBay and making like everything, he says they pay a decent amount for key books. So I was like, well, that's good to know. I mean,
Yeah, I mean, honestly, if you want to start reducing, like, while you're still alive, that's probably the best way to do it. You just 'cause come up with a list of the stuff you want to sell, send it to Mile High, send it to my comic shop, and just see how much they'll pay for it versus how much you think you'd get it off
yeah.
from eBay, and then see if the difference is worth it to you.
I just want to be like Highlander. I want to live forever.
I just want to live until I've read all my comics.
Yeah, just that's not a lot to ask for.
That's only about 300 years, right?
300
Maybe.
years and infinite, I mean, not having to work.
It's 300 years of reading comics 8 hours a day.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, what are we doing? What are we doing to ourselves?
I don't know. I just love the medium so much. Like,
I know, I
I
love
was on the deck. I was on the deck reading yesterday, and I was like, "This is fucking amazing! Like, this is paradise." I'm sitting there in the sun, reading some comics and breathing fresh air, and I was like, "This is really good."
Does it get any better?
Yeah, I can start so, like if I finish this trade of war stories, I should sell it because what are the odds of me reading this again?
Yeah, that is definitely something I think about. It's like, I mean, I have all the trades that I want to keep, and I know I want to keep them. But for the other stuff, it's like I should probably just read them and then get rid of them, because it's like, what's the point of keeping them in a box somewhere?
Yeah.
Like, the comics are different, but.
And I think with this one, like I love the experience because some of these stories I really, really like. There was like two of them I fucking really loved in these two comics. They were both
Oh,
a
yeah, we
different
haven't
one.
talked about that yet. We should do
Yeah.
that.
I'll just tell you the ones I loved. I love the one about
I'll tell you the ones I loved.
the two buddies that were in the plane getting ready to parachute out.
Oh, the
And
one guy who follows the other guy all
the other
the
guy is like, I'm sick of being always second. I'm always following you. And then the hospital ambulance comes and he says, you could go first. I love that one.
Yeah,
I'm
that was a
like,
good
holy
one.
crap, that's nuts. And then I love the one with the plane. I like that one a lot because it was like from the plane's
Oh,
perspective.
the sentient plane
The
on.
sentient plane. And he like looked at like all the three people that ever were the course of his life, you know? I thought that was amazing. I like that.
I thought that was okay, but I mean, that's just the next in the series of. It seems like every few issues we get a story about an inanimate object telling their story of the war.
Yeah. And then I really liked the Frogman one because it was like I can never get a date on the. I can never show up
Oh,
at the
yeah, I never
right
show up on
time.
time.
I can never show up on time. And then he finally fucking shows up, and then nothing's there.
And the
Like,
sub is not there.
yeah, so it's like the plan had to change. That was cool. What were your favorites?
I liked. Oh, yeah, the one you said about the two buddies. That was one of my favorites. And I liked the last one. What was that one? Kid brother. Oh, about the kid brother, where his brother got a bunch of medals, but his brother was like a POW or whatever, or lost
Yeah, he was a
AOL.
World War II and then went to the Korean War, and he already had all the medals and
Right. So they gave the kid his older brother's medals, and he was wearing them, and he's like, I hate these medals. Like they weigh me down. I didn't earn them. So I,
they were like emotionally weighing him down. He's like,
yeah.
these are heavy. Like, I
Yeah,
don't
obviously
know.
they're not physically heavy, but yeah, they were. So he's like, every time he like defeated the enemy, he'd like say, well, I earned a medal, so I can leave my brother's medal here. So he leaves it, and then he leaves the next one. And then at the end, a dude comes up to him, and he's like, whoa. And he's like, and it's his brother, and he has all the medals. He's like, I just escaped, and I followed all the medals, and I have to
Because
find you.
he was going through these different stages, like in a game, like fighting these bad guys, and then he was leaving a medal there. And I
Yeah.
guess his brother was following the medals. And
Yeah,
he's
following
like,
the
no,
trail of
you earned them.
medals.
You
Yeah,
keep these
that
medals.
was a good one.
And then we had a
Let's see.
story about a guy that he was like unstoppable. Like he didn't even like know.
That was a weird one. The Fireworks Hill one, yeah.
Yeah.
He just went into a trance
He
and
went in a trance
like
and basically
defeated the
killed
enemy.
everybody, and then when the medics showed up, he was like, I, what happened?
Yeah, what happened? But he did that also, like when he was a boxer, right? What didn't he like fight
He
a?
wasn't the boxer, he was the reporter.
Oh, that's right. That's
Yeah.
right. So he had seen it happen.
And that's when he was like, that's bullshit. You can't go into the zone and come, you know, like he was the reporter that said that doesn't work like that way, and then it happened to
Okay, and
him.
it happened to him, yeah.
Yeah. Because that boxer was getting the shit kicked out of him until the very end.
Yeah, he basically got knocked out in the first round, or dazed in the first round, and then the rest of the fight he didn't know what he was doing. He just got beat up the whole fight, and then at the end he fought back and won.
Yeah. The sub one we talked about, but it was basically a frogman trying to show up, and that didn't work out, but he ended up
The sub
taking out
wasn't
the
there, so
sub.
he but he chased it and defeated it.
The TNT tank, this guy's carrying nitro inside the tank,
I
and
know. I think it was just him in the tank too, right? It's
was
like,
just
hey,
him.
kid.
Yeah, and a
It's
tank usually takes three people like to run or do
hey,
anything, at
kid, take this
least.
tank and deliver this nitroglycerin. Just
Sometimes four.
don't run it over any rocks or
Yeah.
anything.
And this guy's getting bombed at and stuff, and he's like carrying it. He's like a light up on fire. He hides in a tank, then he hides under an apple tree, and the apples start pounding it, and he's like, oh, that's gonna set off. I'm gonna die by apples. And then the flying Mustang I really liked because it was like from the perspective of the plane.
Plane, yeah.
And then we had a Typhoon one where the typhoon protected the soldiers
No, that's right. Yeah,
and
we've had
the
ones like that
Navy.
before. Yeah. Or
Flying Exit was,
nature
I
has
think, both
helped.
of our favorites, but
Yeah, that was my favorite for sure.
the attacking one was the Typhoon. The Shooting Star one, I didn't like at all. Like,
Yeah, I don't even remember that one, so I must not have liked
that
it
one
very
is
well.
so forgettable, and like, I don't even understand why it was there.
The only thing I liked is the Kubert
Yeah,
art.
that was nice. The Bronze Star Ridge was the one that you liked a lot, which I thought was good, but
Yeah, that was a good one.
it was similar to the skiing one where the guy was carrying the medal of his brother.
True.
Yeah, that covers all of them, but we covered GI Combat number 45 and was it Star Spangled War Stories? number 54.
And I will say the next issue here, like the first page of the, so the next issue is Our Army at War 56, and the first page is like a full page splash of a soldier who looks scared with his gun, and there's a battle going on, and his like commander is telling him to go out there, and he says, "You're next," in big letters. That looks
Yeah.
awesome. I'm excited to read that one. You're next.
Yeah,
Woo!
that's what we'll do next time is two issues of that. I'd like to cover Nectar number one if you have that. I mean, not Nectar,
Not Nectar. He already did that one.
Narco.
Narco. Oh, the I think I got Narco.
That was Image.
Pretty sure I got that one. I want to read Dead Teenagers. Did you get that one?
Yeah, I did.
I want to read that one.
Okay.
Narco.
And then whatever else
Narcos.
we come up with.
Yeah. Canceled. I guess I didn't get.
You didn't
Oh,
get
wait, that's from
what?
a long time ago. Is it
Narco?
Narco? Okay, I got Narco. I didn't get Narcos. Apparently, there was a
Is it
Narcos. Did that ever come
Narcos?
out? It's Narco, but there was a Narcos.
Yeah, Narco was another hot book. So I want to read that one. So far, of all the hot books, Tigris Island is my favorite.
Yeah, I didn't know that was a hot book.
Yeah.
But I think I did see that it's like getting a third printing or something.
Yeah, so was Florida Hippopotamus one. That was kind of good.
I read that one? The cocaine one?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if I read that one.
Oh, the next issue of J.K. Woodward's book came out.
Oh yeah, I did get that.
Yeah, let's do that one. I don't know what it is called offhand, but I saw it.
Oh, I read that Archie book that I liked a lot.
Which one?
Archie 3000.
What is that?
It's about Archie and the gang in the year 3000.
Do I have it?
I don't know. I don't know if you have it.
Did it come out
My fa
recently?
No, this is old.
Oh.
1989.
No, I definitely don't have
My
it.
favorite part is that in the year 3000, Archie has a mullet. And they're flying around in space cars and stuff. It was really good.
That sounds like mullets are back.
Yeah, mullets came back.
Yeah. You better start getting ready, Bill.
I don't know.
You gotta be sporting that mullet
I gotta be ready for the
at
year
Baltimore
3000.
Comic-Con.
I will start working on it.
Yeah, in terms of things I've watched,
Oh yeah, watched. I actually have some watches this time.
well, you go
I'll go first.
first.
I saw the Project Hail Mary movie in the theaters.
Oh, wow. I was going to go yesterday, but I decided to do comic books instead.
Yeah, it was good. It didn't blow me away, but it's very enjoyable start to finish. So it was a very fun movie experience.
Yeah. I was either going to go see that one or the one where they send that prisoner into the witch's tower and she has to fight them all to get out. I
Yeah,
don't
I'd like to see
remember what
that
that
one.
was. Oh, I watched The Gorge.
The Gorge. I don't know what that
That was
is.
on Apple TV. It has Anya
Okay.
Taylor-Joy in it
Okay.
and
That's
Miles
good.
Teller.
Sure.
That was interesting. That was about them, a Russian side and American side, that they're protecting this gorge, and you're like, why are they protecting it? I don't know if I should give it away. Does it say in it? No, it doesn't. So there's something supernatural in that gorge.
Okay. Okay.
So it's pretty interesting. They're basically like top of their lines sharpshooters, like that are used for assassination.
Okay.
I saw another one on Apple TV. I'm trying to watch all that because it's my last month of free Apple TV. And I watched Ghosted, which was Chris Evans and Ana de Armas, who I think is fucking beautiful. But that was cool. That was not a new concept. It's basically a guy falling in love with the spy, and we've seen it vice versa, and we've seen
Every
people fall in
form,
love with
yeah.
spies a lot of times. But this one was kind of cool, and there's a scene with a bunch of bounty hunters are after them, and it's pretty much the Avengers. I thought it was pretty cool how Chris Evans brought him in as
Oh, like the actors, you
assassins.
mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
That's
the
fun.
actors, yeah, it was he they had Falcon, they had Bucky,
That's
I think they
hilarious.
had the
Yeah.
Hulk. But it was kind of cool.
Yeah. I watched one that you've seen already, the new Anaconda movie
Yeah, did you like
on
it?
Netflix. I did. It was dumb entertainment, so
It was dumb entertainment, but it was kind of a cool plot, like to have we're gonna make an
I like the
Anaconda movie, you know,
yeah the
because
con it was a good
we love
concept,
it so
yeah.
much, and let's try to get the funding and put this movie
Yeah,
together.
and I do like that, there are childhood friends who
Yeah.
wanted to make movies, and only one of the guys ended up going to Hollywood, and the other guys didn't. And
Yeah, he was basically filming wedding videos or
yeah,
something.
it's filming Wendy video, so this was their chance to make this movie of this the movie that they loved when they were kids. So they, yeah, it was entertaining. I liked it.
Yeah.
And I like seeing all these actors getting old because it makes me feel better about getting old.
Yeah.
When I see Steve Zahn looking old, I'm like, oh yeah,
It
he's old like I'm old now.
was
And
good to
Paul,
see
whatever
Steve
his name is.
Zahn and Jack Black together again
Yeah.
because I love that Neil Diamond movie, The Saving Silverman. Like, I absolutely adore that movie.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. I forgot they were in that together. Yeah.
Yeah. And now I'm watching The Gray House, which is a Civil War thing. It's pretty fucking amazing on Amazon. And also Robin Hood on MGM Plus, which is also very, very good. It's amazing that there's so many good things, and I can't keep up because every week there's something new popping up. And it's like, God dang, you know, like what to choose. Like, I literally can drop like three services and still not have too much to watch, you know. And I did see Sicario 2. That I didn't have to wait long. I literally waited a week and it popped up on streaming.
Came to streaming already.
So I was so glad I didn't buy it. Like, I was like, you know, waiting is not bad. And I did the same thing with the James Bond
Yeah.
and the Planet of the Apes, as I kind
Yeah,
of just
I remember the James Bond. You're very patient.
I
Just
was
waited
very patient and I
as they showed
waited.
up, you watched them.
Same with the Clint Eastwood and the Charles Bronson film. So,
Yeah.
you know, be patient, they'll eventually show somewhere.
I started watching a TV show called Leftovers.
Haven't heard of this one.
I think it's on, I don't remember, HBO Plus maybe. I got the DVDs from the library. I must have heard something good about it. I'm not impressed. I don't know.
Not
I'm
crazy
not a
about it.
no, I'm not crazy about it. It's a cool concept. The concept is that like a million or a couple million people were like what's it called? Disappeared basically from the planet, like or raptured basically.
Yeah.
So this is the people left behind. Some weird cults have started up, and it's the story of like a cop in this small town and these
That
cults and
sounds
stuff.
good 'cause I like the Rapture stuff, but
Yeah, and you still don't you don't know what happened or what this is like a few years after the rapture happened, but they still don't know what caused it or where the people went or anything. It's okay. It's just, I don't know. There's like nothing really good happens, and it's, I don't know. It's not really compelling to me.
It's kind of the movie, like the show From, that nothing good happens in that show.
True, but From like keeps me like engrossed the whole time.
Yeah.
And I can't wait for the next episode. This one is just kind of like,
well, the new season's going to start, I think, this month.
No, From. I still haven't watched the last season.
I'm all caught up.
Yeah. I don't have the channel, so
matter of fact,
free.
I bought MGM Plus just for From and Billy the Kid, and I found so much more on there. But
yeah, on the shares,
I'm letting that one expire too because they raised the price. And usually, what happens is they offer you another price, and this time they didn't. The last time I said I'm quitting, it's going to $13.99 a month, and I'm like, yeah. Well, I'm quitting. And I said, quit now. And they said, are you sure? We'll give you this for another 2 months. And I said, oh, right. Okay, I'll stay.
Yeah.
They didn't do that this last time, so it looks like I'm losing Apple TV and except I got this laptop. It comes with 2 months free of Apple TV, so I it so all that balances out.
Because
me and Barb are watching The Morning Show, and we still need to watch that. And there was another the Idris Elba plane hijack show. We got to watch the new season of that. So there's two things we definitely have to watch.
So much, it's crazy.
Yeah, so I just like bruise on Amazon, and I find stuff all the time, like.
Oh, I know, man, literally, I could probably cancel everything, and there'd still be enough stuff to watch.
Yeah.
Between the free stuff and Amazon.
Tubi and Pluto, you'd be kind of set.
Yeah. Yeah, you'd never be in Roku. Roku has, like, a bunch of good TV shows.
Yeah.
But it's, like, it's crazy. There's so much stuff.
That competes YouTube. With our comic time.
I know.
It have does. You been reading a lot or not really?
The usual amount.
Yeah. You still doing a lot of volunteer work?
Yeah, I do that once a week, sometimes twice a week.
Yeah.
It's just for like 2.5 hours each time, so it's not bad.
Well, let's plan on Baltimore. I probably won't book until after Heroes is over, but book shortly after that. I kind of told those guys, Baltimore, Aaron and a couple of Aaron Bell and the crew that he's going with, that I would be there just so I could meet them.
September, yes, we got time on that one.
Yeah.
173 days. Who are the guests?
I really want to buy an expensive book, Sergeant Fury and the Howling Commandos, because I know we're reading a lot of war books, but I'm especially falling in love with that book because it's serial. Like, it's not like Sergeant Rock or The Unknown Soldier where you read a story and then you're done and you move on to the next one. Read a story and you're done and you move on. Sergeant Fury is like an ongoing story, and you get engrossed in the soap opera of it.
Yeah.
And I just picked up number 2, and I have a good portion of the series. I've read the first 6, and I'm falling in love with that series. And also liking the Marvel Westerns, which I never thought I would get into. But yeah, there's just so much to fall in love with, that's for sure. My next shipment is that we'll be piggybacking is focusing on Lightning Comics. So I'll be getting I almost completed my Chris Silver ones. Some of those are going to be really hard to get though. I don't see them anywhere. But I I did get a lot. There's a series called Edge, which I'm missing a lot of, but all
Oh,
the other ones,
I don't know if I have any of
I
that.
think I finished all the Grips. And I'm
Nice.
when I say Chris Silver, I'm bleeding over to Greater Mercury Comics too. So, because he his
Yeah.
company went under, and then he moved it to Greater
A
Mercury
Greater Mercury.
Comics, and yeah.
Yeah.
I got Fat Ninja the entire series, so
Oh,
yeah.
I've never read a Fat Ninja. I think I have. What do I have? Let me. I know I picked one up at some point.
Yeah, I finished the Fat Ninjas.
Fat. Oh, maybe I don't have any. I thought I did.
I'll let you know how that is. I'll read it. And
I guess I don't have any. Oh, wait, fat. No, I don't have any fat
it's not
ninjas.
spelled PHAT, it's FAT.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought I had some fat ninjas.
Maybe you have the cool one, Fat Ninja, FHAT.
Got Fat Albert.
Do you really? I don't have any Fat Alberts. I
I
really
just have
wish
one
I
issue.
did.
I have one issue of Fat Albert.
That's crazy that, think about Fat Albert and like what happened to Bill Cosby, but
Yep, who knew?
I
Who
really want
knew?
to get Fat Albert number one. All I have is Fat Albert number two. Hey, it's Fat Albert. And I'm still trying to get, like, I just got the first appearance of the Jetsons not too long ago. I'm still trying to fill in some of those, like, obscure characters that I can afford.
Yeah, the classic
Yeah,
characters.
the cartoons that I grew up with. Like, I'll never
Yeah.
have Bugs Bunny and Daffy, but I'm getting Speedy
No.
Gonzalez and the Roadrunner. So,
Yeah.
I can, things that I could still
Yeah.
afford. And they're
That's
not
fun.
cheap.
It's
They're
fun. It's fun
hundreds of
stuff.
dollars, yeah. But
Whew.
yeah, there's I saw I would like to get into the Monkees too, because I like that TV show, and I'd like to get a couple of those comics.
I don't think I have any Monkees comics.
Hey, we're the Monkees. That was one of the shows that I watched in what do you call it? Syndication, much later after
Yeah, that
it
was
originally
yeah, after our
premiered.
time.
Yeah. It was like one of those after school shows I'd watch all the time. Just a goofy show. But there's 17 issues of that.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I don't have any of those. I would get them if I saw them.
Yeah. Well, happy Easter. You're going to go celebrate. I'm going to be by myself again on
Well, have fun
Easter.
reading comics and watching.
Well, I'm going to clean toilets today, but
I did that yesterday.
yeah, I'm going to celebrate, put some
So have
earplugs in,
fun.
and
Yeah.
I
Have
picked
fun
up
cleaning.
Gigi
Clean.
poop yesterday and did some stuff.
I'll have fun cleaning some human poop today.
Yeah. All right, you've been listening to Geek Brunch. Sorry I sound like I'm in the toilet, but
He's been cleaning toilets the whole
I
time.
didn't plan on a fucking like Bluetooth thing not working. And it does work. It just doesn't work in its full entirety.
Right.
And they're soundproof headsets, so I can't hear anything if I had them on. I don't think I could get this to work because of that plug and play bullshit of the mic.
But it worked on your old computer.
It did.
So there must be a way to get it to work.
It's just not
Unless Windows
recognizing it.
11
It's
doesn't
not
support it.
recognizing that brand. It's just detecting a USB headset. That's it.
Yeah, it's weird.
I don't even know
You'll
what the.
figure it out. You'll figure it out.
I'll figure it out. But have a good one, Bill. And you've been listening to Geek Brunch. At located at DCNoisePodcast.com. You can find us at DBM00 and at Mike Myers Brunch on Blue Sky. I'm also on X. And that's about it. We're on Facebook at Geek Brunch Podcast and DC Noise Podcast. And we'll catch you in 2 weeks.
All right.
All right. See ya.
See ya.
Bye.